See triple team traffic situation. Let's go back over to Andy and find out what's going on now, Andy.
Well, the crash that started it all has got a better look at it now. A minivan appears to have kind of gone off and smashed into the barrier at the end, and they've got it out of the way completely, but all the traffic has been stuck on I-215 from the Legacy Merge down to I-80 all morning. Now, while they finally get past it, they stay a little bit slow to take a look and see what they were held up by. Southbound I-15, not too much better. It's slow still from Centerville's Parish Lane exit almost all the way to 600 North in Salt Lake City. Some of that's stop and go. Some of that's just slowing traffic. But all of it is causing delay, Eric.
Roughest part of your northbound I-15 drive in Salt Lake County is from the Bluffdale exit up to about 114 South, although you are still below the speed limit all the way up into Midvale. Further north, you do have some slowing past the I-80 201 turnoffs as you head past South Salt Lake towards the downtown area. And down Utah County, no problems on I-15 northbound or southbound. Heather?
We're still below the posted speed limit on I-215's east side. That's between Highland Drive or 20th East. As you head east and north up to 45th South, that's through the construction zone where you only have a couple of lanes available. But it looks like most of the other city streets are in pretty good shape except for Foothill Boulevard. That's still pretty congested for anybody heading north up toward the University of Utah. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah Tax Attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUtah.com. That's TaxHelpUtah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.